And it's time to discuss food. Alison from BQ joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Very lovely to see you again.
Yes.
Now, what are we talking about in the wonderful world of unusual foodstuffs that you've managed to locate in hidden corners of Sydney?
Well, the latest thing that we're slightly addicted to is Chinese hamburgers.
Now, okay, gonna say flat out, never heard of this at all. I mean, I'm across Korean fried
here.
Chicken
That's
burgers. What's a Chinese hamburger
like? A Chinese hamburger is, it's basically a piece of bread, a bun that is pan fried. So it's like more like a wheat flour bun that it was traditionally baked, say, in a clay pot oven.
Okay.
So it has a lovely crisp top and sort of fluffy on the inside. So not a brioche bun.
I can tell you're a fan, by the way you said that.
So that's the base of the outside. And then it's filled with beautiful, slow, spiced, cooked pork, shredded pork, or beef in other areas that's more traditional up in the Xi'an area of China, and a few pickled chilies. And it is fabulous.
Now, what sort of size are we talking about? I mean, we're talking sort of, because I've had bao, but they've always been unbelievably soft. I've never seen that fried side of
it. Yeah, so bao is probably the translation when it gets over across the waters into Taiwan of a similar kind of dish. So, but this is more from the north, sort of western side of China, and it's from the Xi'an region, the Shaanxi region that comes out of that area. So it's a way to where there's more wheat. So and wheat is, you know, you've got wheat noodles and you've got naan bread even coming out of those areas.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Rather than sort of the more rice sort of type noodle dishes and things like that. So you've got a wheat bun, lovely crisp on the outside, slow cooked meat on the inside, and they're just fabulous. They're just so good, and they're probably about the size of a normal hamburger bun.
Okay,
which is probably why they get the name Chinese hamburger.
We said spiced. What sort of flavor profile are we talking about?
Like a five spice sort of profile, bit of soy, five spice, slowly cooked for, you know, 20 hours or something like that till it all falls apart. So this is sort of more an advanced version of pulled pork.
And
I
then
suppose.
You've got the crunch of the pickles to go with it.
Yeah, so like a pickled green chili in there. So you get the little bit of heat, the little bit of sweetness from the pickle and the sourness. So it's just a perfect combination, and I love them.
Where are you finding these?
They're around, mate. I found them mainly around Chinatown, unsurprisingly.
shocking revelation.
The one that I like the most is Xi'an Noodles, which is opposite the fast deteriorating entertainment centre.
It's going so it's been great.
It's crumbly.
Incredible investment.
So that little place there, it's just immediately opposite. They do a fantastic one. Their bun is really nice and crisp. The pork is really nice inside. So that's a beauty.
You might have sorted me for lunch today. I'm very impressed.
The other place is in Dixon House. There's a place that Oriental Dumpling King, they do one as well in there. And there's a brand spanking new place in Eating World, and it doesn't even have an English name sign on the front. And when we had to sort of get some help on the information superhighway to get to get a translation.
Favorite. I love that.
I know, it sends like
so
shivers
good.
Of excitement.
Yeah.
And they're specializing in them, so I've yet to try theirs. But Sean, the other side of BQ, he's tried them and he said they're fabulous. So that's possibly going to be on my list next.
Now, are we worried that this is going to be the next big hipster? We're going to see these in pubs around with various takes on them?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, that's generally... I mean, sometimes, though, I find these things and then I think, oh, this is going to be the next thing. And no, that doesn't
And they're
happen.
Not.
But I think because it's a mixture of a sort of the pulled pork or the bao, because bao was big a while ago as well. Bao was everywhere. So it's possible you might see them a little bit more around. But it's sort of getting that right mix of the... I've had a couple where the bun's not quite as crisp and nice and a bit doughy and not as exciting, or the chili doesn't quite happen at all.
And you need that.
I need that heat for that.
I really do.
So, yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong, I loved bao, but, you know, often you'd get them, they'd be a bit too soft.
Yes.
And there was just... there was none of that enjoyment of actually physically eating it. The flavour was all there, but you wouldn't want to grab a couple and then walk down the road having a bite or anything like that. And that's, I love to walk and eat at the same time. It's kind of my rule. Can that's I walk and eat at the same time? Now, I need to throw you a curveball. I should have told you this. Sorry. My favourite place to get oyster noodle soup Taiwanese style has shut down.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to say tell me now, but could you let me know if you find anywhere
oyster
where I can get a mee sua?
Oh, I'll have to put my feelers out on that one. There's
so
a new
good.
Taiwanese place that's opened in Chinatown on the corner of Goulburn and Sussex.
Well, that's good.
But I haven't seen that on the menu. That's not often on a lot of...
It's not. I found it really hard.
Taiwan Gambay in Dixon Street, that might have it, I think, on the menu. I think I've had it there.
All right.
So have a go at that.
I'm going to have a go at that. I had it in Taiwan and just fell in love with it.
Yes, I've had it there
one
too.
Of those, like, why am I not getting this all the time? Alison, thanks so much. Where can people get a bit more BQ?
Well, they can go to b-kyu.com.